This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here on my show, America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for joining us, and thanks for being a part of now what has been 16 years. We're going into 16 years here on this show. And 2023, what I love about saying that is for all of us, no matter what your situation is, to me, peeps, it's a blank page. Anything can happen, right? Keep the positive spirit. Just when you're down, just not to get on a soapbox and become a motivational speaker here at the beginning of the show, but as much as there's traumatic things that happen, the hills.
Yes, we are in 2023. Mike McCarthy says, take this job and shove it. Not really. George Santos probably feels the same way, judging by the look on their faces. Hey, hey, everyone. The big story coming out of Washington, D.C. is Mike McCarthy, who wants to be the Speaker of the House, he does want the job, sees how chaotic it becomes when you can't lock down the votes. Three times he tried and it didn't happen. So the new House GOP majority is locked in a chaotic once-in-a-century fight to determine who will serve as the next speaker after McCarthy failed to get that support that he needed, 218 votes to win in three rounds of voting. So we do not have a 118th Congress officially really yet. McCarthy faces a small but very determined contingent of hardline conservatives who don't want him to get the votes to get the gavel. So he's defiantly vowed to stay in the race as he continues to try to get the speaker's gavel. But the longer this drags on, if you think about it, there's just more of that hail of uncertainty over whether he can win. The last time an election for a speaker went to multiple ballots was in 1923. So, drawn out drama in Washington, D.C. And he says he's not going to give up. Like I said, 218 is the number that you need, the votes you need. So House Republicans, if you do the math, they have a 222-seat edge in the new Congress. He couldn't get the 218. So the first ballot, get this, in the vote for Speaker was 203. 19 Republicans voting for other candidates. The tally for the second ballot was 203 votes for McCarthy, 19 for Republican Jim Jordan, congressman from Ohio. And Jordan, even trying to show he's not buying for the job, nominated McCarthy ahead of the vote on the second ballot. In the third round, here's what happened. 202 votes for McCarthy, 20 for Jordan. And then there were some others that went for Congressman Byron Donalds, joining the 19 Republican lawmakers who had voted against McCarthy in the first two rounds. Wow. So it's tense, needless to say, on the floor of the House because they can't get this done. They seemingly cannot have this happen, and McCarthy has really been trying to make these deals, but what happens if he doesn't get the gavel? I mean, some of the concessions he's already made may make it more difficult for him to really fend off any future challenge to the speakership. So there's a great chance that he he won't win here, that he'll fail. And then it becomes, I mean, this dilemma continues. If it's not him, then who? Because I've told you the numbers, you know it. The Republicans have the House, so certainly they're going to get the Speaker. But it's a question of then who does this become? Who becomes the dark horse that steps in, that everybody gets behind? And I think we'll certainly know more in tomorrow. But wow, it's incredible, the push here, and something that we have not seen. And again, McCarthy is working the phones. He's trying to make this move official on Tuesday. He moved his stuff into the Speaker's office. You know what it's like to move your stuff in the Capitol, to move it around? He did this assuming the game plan is, I'm the piece of this puzzle, I'm getting this, and he has not secured that. He has not secured that that vote. So while all of that is happening, you have the complete chaos, the nuttiness of Santos and what's happened with him. Just flat out, who knows what he says is true? Is anything that comes out of his mouth true or not? Terrible for the Republicans, because it's such a loss. In to get the seat was a big deal. He was actually the winner in New York that pushed the House the way of the Republicans, which they would have gotten anyway. So the Long Island Republican, you know, is sworn into the 118th Congress. What an awkward first day at the office. Like I said, he might want to say, I don't want this job. Looking at his face, he had to sit in the back with the kids, the back of the chamber, and nobody was around the freshman. I mean, he was ostracized, the congressman-elect, because of so much that has come out about what he exaggerated about his life, his resume, right? The 34-year-old was elected in November to represent an important third district of New York, which includes what they call the Gold Coast enclaves of Long Island, which you could say, well, too bad for the rich New Yorkers. But I think they were pretty proud that, man, we've nailed this. We've pushed the Republican majority over, but they did not. They did, but they did not get the guy they wanted, I think. Right? I mean, you even had journalists that were following him that were yelling out, is that your real name? Because there's even questions about that. So I think he's pretty exasperated, and he's getting investigated on all levels. So this is the other drama that's unfolded in Washington, D.C., right? So was he just stupid, or did he do anything illegal in trying to get the votes that he needed? Did he exaggerate his life to a ridiculous point, or is there some substance there that can nail him and put his job in jeopardy? And there is questions about that, right? It really kind of reminds you of a few films, like the slipperiness in Catch Me If You Can, or as somebody else in a column I read suggested, the talented Mr. Ripley. But this is drama that is not appreciated on the Hill. All right, coming up, very sad what happened to a Buffalo Bills budding superstar, DeMar Hamlin, as so much of the world praying for him and watching to see what happened after a cardiac arrest sent the football player to the hospital, fighting for his life and canceled Monday Night Football. What's the fallout? How's his condition? We're talking about it next.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
So don't forget, we do have a Nail the Score coming up at the tail end of this hour. So you call in or you can send me an email, guess. This is the final week of the regular season in the NFL, but it is certainly overshadowed by one of the saddest stories that we've seen and one of the saddest things that I've had to talk about. I've covered football my whole life, and I've talked to, and I said this the other day, so many football players. I've done shows with so many football players, and I realize what a violent game it is, and they realize what a violent game it is. But when you see what unfolded with Damar Hamlin and the fight that he is now in, I was all hunkered down, probably like some of you, to watch Monday Night Football and a great game between Buffalo and Cincinnati. And now it's, I just want this kid to live. You know, so the family of Damar Hamlin is thanking the public for its support and all the prayers for the Bills safety, who's hospitalized in critical condition after going into cardiac arrest on the field in Cincinnati. And then at the hospital, they had to resuscitate him. So twice he had to be resuscitated. That was revealed. His uncle talked about that he had to be restored on the field with CPR after he collapsed following the tackle, and then also at the hospital. So he's intubated, he's in critical condition, and there's concern about potential lung damage and, you know, different things that the doctors are worried about. But I mean, no kidding, this story is so big and touched so many people that, I mean, there are people that are praying around the world. You had NFL teams that canceled media availability out of respect for Hamlin, so this is something normally that would be done. This game is postponed, at least for the rest of the week, and who knows how that gets filled in. As I said, this is the last week coming up in the NFL. So it's supposed to be a great night for the NFL, and instead it showed the human side of the sport. That's what it showed. And boy, humanity and the love really rose up to high levels. And that's the thing. There were so many fans around the world that were touched by this. I mean, obviously fans of the Bills. They called the Bills Mafia, and boy, they were there and they were trying to do what they could for Hamlin. You know, he started a charity when he was back at Pitt and had 2 cents in his pocket to get toys to kids in the neighborhood through this organization, and he continued that as a pro, and this year just wanted to get raise $250,000. Well, he'd already far, far exceeded that, but now it's up to over $4 million because people heard about this GoFundMe page he had set up, and people want to do something. They want to do something else, and so that's what they've done. So you can imagine T. Higgins, the Cincinnati wide receiver, who he hit when he got up and then, you know, tackled, and he got up and then collapsed, is just like everybody else, praying that he's going to get out of this. He's going to come out of this, because it was a scary thing to watch on Monday night. It's a scary thing to see what's happened, and more than just the NFL community is rallying around him, that's for sure. You know, this is a kid that was getting his big break, who had become pretty well known at Pitt, and then was taken in the sixth round of the 2021 draft, and was getting that moment, that people were seeing him and what he could do on the field. And so just a sad thing. It becomes not about what's happening on the field. It becomes about him and what's happened here, and the cardiac arrest and having to be resuscitated twice, and the questions that still remain, and you know, even the 32 NFL teams changed their profile picture to pray for DeMar. And it's got to be just incredibly tough for his family. And I think this, what's happened, you know, the cardiac arrest, the heart attack, the heart failure, the question there, I mean, it's a leading killer around the world. We know that. Top cause of death in the U.S. It kills 17.9 million people in 2019, if we were to look back at statistics. You know, that's, and then 32%, that's the number globally. But it's different. He's 24 years old. Here the safety is. And he collapsed, like I said, on the field during the first quarter of that Monday night game after the hit. And it wasn't clear what caused the cardiac arrest. But it can happen quickly if steps aren't taken. And so, you know, you need that shock to the heart to restore a normal heart rhythm within a few minutes. And the unexpected loss of heart function results in that loss of breathing and consciousness. And this is exactly what happened here, this disruption of heart rhythm after a blow to the area directly over the heart at a key time during a heartbeat cycle. We've seen lots of explanations of that, and I'm very aware of heart arrhythmias and that kind of thing. And this doesn't always get talked about, but it happens during sports occasionally, right? It's the leading cause of death in youth baseball in the United States. And when we say the leading cause, we're talking 2 to 3 a year. But still, and because of these external defibrillators, that's helped increase the survival rate. And so this is what we were witnessing, what we saw with him. And boy, oh boy, who knows now going forward, just again, the prayers and the moment that we all realized something was greatly, greatly wrong was a very, very scary, scary moment, like I said. There was something else that happened that kind of shook a lot of us up. You know, there's massive amounts of snow. I was just talking to Jeremy Paulson, our technical maestro for this particular show, off the air, and his family lives in South Dakota, and he was saying that they had sent him pictures, 22 inches of snow, and Minneapolis, where our mothership is, got massive amounts of snow. The airport was a nightmare, and there's a lot of people in the Midwest that are grappling with big amounts of snow. Jeremy Renner, the actor, had a huge snowplow, and somebody needed help, and he was in the snowplow and was terribly injured. He's in stable but critical condition. He was moving snow from a private driveway on Sunday so his family members could leave his house after they celebrated the holidays together. That's what happened. So the members of his family were with him when the accident happened, and apparently, the snowplow, which he had a monster snowplow that he was using, a Snowcat, which removes snow, he was using it, and apparently he was had gotten out of it, and it ran over him, right? So just a terrible, terrible thing, and being run over by the Snowcat after it started to roll away when he wasn't in the driver's seat. So he was injured trying to get back into it. Apparently that's like the detail. And, I mean, it was bad in that area. Look, there was like 20 abandoned cars on the highway, so it was hard to maneuver around them. The severe winter weather in this area in Nevada, right around Reno, Nevada. And blunt chest trauma and orthopedic injuries, that's what happened. He had a couple of surgeries to do something about the injuries. And he was awake and speaking with first responders when they got there. And they had to fly him to the hospital and all that. But he put something out. He took a picture because he could, you know, barely talk after all these surgeries and everything. He posted something to his Instagram account where he was in a hospital bed and he could see he had some injuries and he had glasses on and you know, he obviously is making some progress and is in good spirits is what the release is saying, but he's still in the ICU. He's in critical but stable condition. And of course, just like DeMar, there's been just an outpouring for him. He's somebody that kids would know as a Hawkeye character. I said this the other day in the Marvel universe, and he's really been in so many different movies. Town with Ben Affleck, which was one of my fave movies, and just a good Hurt Locker, just a very, very good actor, and very sad to hear that story, but that's what happens, right? Something like that can happen with machinery when you're not expecting it to. All right, coming up next, the Daily Salute. Woohoo! It is back for 2023. Who gets the Daily Salute? I'll tell you next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News update. The man accused of killing four University of Idaho students is waiving extradition to face murder charges in the state. According to his public defender, Brian Koberger wants to return to Idaho to prove he's innocent. He was arrested last week after weeks of investigations led by the local police and FBI. The former king of crypto appears before a judge in federal court.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried pleaded not guilty to fraud and other criminal charges, making his second appearance in a U.S. court following the collapse of his cryptocurrency exchange. He faces over 100 years in prison if convicted. I'm Tim Berg.
It appears House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy will lose the second round of voting in the election for Speaker. McCarthy doesn't have the votes to hit the 218 that's needed to secure the Speaker's gavel. Multiple ballots have been needed to choose a Speaker, something the House hasn't seen in 100 years. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Daily Salute, but I'm going to give you these numbers, and I'll tell you why in a second. 25, 29, 33, 41, 44, 18. You know what they are? Mega Million numbers for the third. And so the big jackpot worth an estimated $785 million. The cash option on that baby, meaning they take the taxes out, it's yours free and clear, $403.8 million. You want to know a secret? I just checked the numbers. I checked my numbers, right? And I had one number. I had 44. This is how you hear this ticket? Still working. Still working, people, just like the rest of you. Nobody won. According to what I have, nobody got the jackpot. There were 6 people who will get $1 million. Well, 3 will get $1 million, and then 3 had that multiplied, so they'll get $4 million. But you get my drift, right? And there were tons of people that won $2 and $4, but nobody hit the big drawing. So that means it's going to go up again by Friday. So there's going to be this lottery fever. I mean, here's the deal. What are your odds of winning the lottery? Not very good. But there is something about like that lottery fever. I'm not a regular player of the lottery, but because it's so high, it just becomes more intriguing to plunk, what the heck, a couple of dollars down, right? different for some, because some people probably put a lot of money down on the lottery and think they're going to hit it. So the Daily Salute. Are we ready for the Daily Salute? Right on. A lot of times, the Daily Salute will be a single individual, and there are people I have on my list. You can nominate someone in your area where you're listening to this show. Just send me their name and what they did, k@katedelaneyradio.com, k@katedelaneyradio.com, and we'll put them in the running for it. But it really is a massive amount of humanity, a lot of people, and it's going to the people who donated just a couple of bucks, whether they had it or not, to the GoFundMe for Hamlin's Foundation, who I talked about, the football player who's fighting for his life, Damar Hamlin. He, like I said, had, you know, a couple of dollars in his pocket, but he cared about his community, so he's like, these kids need toys. So he started a toy drive program in 2020. He did like this, you know, online campaign and had just a modest, he had a modest goal. He just wanted to raise $2,500 in the first go around. And now it is so far exceeded, I'm sure, the wildest expectations that anyone can imagine. It's almost up to $6 million because I just checked. It just keeps changing. And, you know, this is mostly people that are donating small amounts of money, $20, you know, $10, whatever they can donate. And occasionally there's somebody that's putting up more money. But the point is, like 197,000 plus donations, and it's because people are so touched by this tragedy, this sadness of the story, and they know that there's this page out there, because in stories that are reported about him, there's always the tail end of the story about, gosh, he was just a nice guy and wanted to help a community to get some toys for kids and did do that and was giving back at his this young age and his career and all of that. And so I think that it's so rattled so many that they've donated. So that's for everybody donating to the Chasing M's Foundation to have this impact on these back-to-school drives and kids' camps and things that they would never, ever, ever be able to get, right? And people are saying things like, I was reading one from a Panthers fan, we are keeping you in our prayers, and $20, you know, $10 from somebody, may God be with you and your family. And someone else, $10, we show support, and I believe we're that kind of country. And I was watching the game, I pray for your recovery, and wow, it just, again, highlights that as much as there are differences between many of us in America, there is this incredible thread of humanity that can be touched, and it was touched by what happened to him, remembering that, you know, how tragic this is, how young he is. And we haven't seen this. It's happened once before in the past, where Chuck Hughes, a guy named Chuck Hughes, died on the football field 50 years ago, though. So for most people, that some of you listening might remember that, but a lot of people wouldn't remember. That's not modern times, but it's terrible now in seeing what happened in this situation. And we certainly don't want to see a Chuck Hughes situation, what happened where he died on the field. And in this case, he made it off the field, and he's in the hospital, and he's, you know, fighting. Damar Hamlin is fighting with everything that he's got, it looks like, and from all the reports from everybody. So, again, we certainly wish him well, and that is the Daily Salute to all the people who are writing things like that and just putting $10, $20, because they feel like they want to do something, and that's one way to at least feel like you're doing something, right? All right, coming up, I mentioned this. We're still doing Nail the Score. And in Nail the Score, I'll pick the game of the week in the NFL. And then you can tell me who you think's going to win and what the final score is going to be. It's funny, I even thought about not doing this last Nail the Score. But it's the last week of the NFL, And for this show, so many people, especially lately, had been emailing. If it had been And if it had been on Monday night, I would not have done it. But you can call in, and you don't have to know anything about football. You're just leveling a guess of who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. And that number is 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE, or send a guess once I reveal what the team is to Kate at katedelaneyradio.com, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. There are certainly other things that are happening across the country, and I always say this, the one thing that unites us is certainly politics when they fail, like this whole idea of we don't have any Speaker of the House and the 118th Congress isn't underway as this continues to roll on in D.C. It'll be sorted out. Weather is always a concern, and especially we've had a lot of incredible weather lately. Tornadoes again, people dealing with tornadoes, California hit with power outages, flooding, earthquake, storm damage across the San Francisco area because of massive amounts of rain that they got. I mean, roads washing out, hillsides collapsing, trees down, just disruption to all kinds of life. It's a weather phenomenon called atmospheric river, and it swept across a lot of the state over the weekend. And when you have that much rain in a short amount of time, as many of us know, this heavy rainfall, that's when you can deal with those situations, right? And that's exactly what they've gotten. So heavy snow again in the Sierra Nevada on Wednesday, winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories, Wyoming, Colorado, South Dakota, which I mentioned, Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, parts of northern Michigan. We have people listening in these areas and higher elevations of Arizona and New Mexico. Y'all are getting hit with some really, really tough weather, and this is the thing that you talk about. You know, what do we do and where are we going? Where are we headed if something's happening? So like I said, these days, it's not a question of do we have a to-go bag. It's where is the go bag? Where are the documents or just the basic necessities and things that you need if you have to skedaddle and you can get away from some kind of a mega flood or something else that may, a curveball that may come your way because of what's happening weather-wise. And boy, we certainly have seen, that for sure. So here we are in 2023, and it's different laws have kicked in. Like minimum wage went up in 23 states. Remember, there's always these conversations about minimum wage, and now it's gone up. 21 states, 41 cities and counties have raised the minimum wage, and it just depends on where as to what it's up to. Massachusetts and Washington, $15 an hour. That's the pay floor. California and New York already has that. And then there are others that are going to act later in the year, so that makes it 27 states, 59 cities, blah, 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 you get it. And it's different in every single place as to what that goes up to. And then, you know, somebody said to me, well, if you what is the minimum wage in, and I had a couple people ask a couple of different areas. So I looked at a chart of minimum wage, what minimum wage was. And minimum wage in, for example, in South Dakota was $8.50 and it's gone up to $10.80. So like I said, it just depends. In Alaska, it was $9.75. It's now $10.85, right? And then you have the, like in Illinois, it's $13. It's going to be $15 by 2025. And I was thinking my first jobs, like what was minimum wage? And I can't even remember what minimum wage was. I had a food, I think my first job, my first job was at a hole in the wall. It was called Hole in the Wall Sub Shop. And I can't remember what minimum wage was, but it definitely wasn't $10. It definitely wasn't $12. And it absolutely was not $15. Nail the score coming up next.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
All right, it is time for Nail the Score because this is the final week in the NFL. Like I said, I thought about not doing Nail the Score. I know there are people that are back to work. I know we'll get some emails, as we always do, with guesses. So I'm assuming a lot of you are working, or some of you are anyway, and then some of you are going to be able to call. So what would be the final game that would be worthy of Nail the Score? Well, there's a lot that have implications, that's for sure. And so I think one of the ones that has the biggest is the Lions and the Packers, and that one is your Sunday night game on NBC. And it's interesting because the Packers looked like they had no shot at making it into the playoffs. And Aaron Rodgers, after they finally turned things around and started to win, it was like against the Bears and the Rams, they started to win. They started to pick up the wins they needed when they had had so so many of these losses peppered in. And he said, we're just going to have to clear the board, and that's what we're going to do. And that's what they're doing. So they've won their last, four games after a loss to the Eagles, 40-33 loss to the Eagles. Then they beat the Bears and the Rams and the Dolphins and the Vikings. They really beat the Vikings, 41-17. So now they have this game against the Lions. All they have to do is win, and they're in, period. It's not a hopscotch game of if this happens or that happens, then we'll get in. It's just end of story. They are in if they win. And trust me, on the minds of everyone this weekend, and already absolutely in the minds of everybody, is what's happening with Damar Hamlin, who is hospitalized in critical condition after the hit that he took in that Bills game with Cincinnati that was ultimately, postponed and should have been sooner than it was, I think, but it was. And so there's support all around the league pouring in. It's with heavy hearts that people are going to be playing this last weekend in the NFL, but they will. And luckily there's been some time in between that game. So I think this is going to be still a tough turnaround. The Bills and the Bengals game isn't even going to resume this week. There's like no way. So this game is the game that is the game of the week. It deserves to be the game of the week because it's crazy that the Packers are the Packers and Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. So he finds a way to, make it happen. And that's it. He got the magic back and started to connect with some key wide receivers where they weren't dropping the ball or he wasn't making a mistake. Let's go to Sharon in Maine. Hey, Sharon.
Hi.
Yeah, you heard me talk. I'm good. How are you? You heard me talk about Damar. You and I were going back and forth today about that very sad situation, huh?
Yes, it is.
Terrible, terrible tragedy, and we just hope and pray for him and his family. That's for sure.
Exactly.
What do you think happens here? Who are you picking? The Packers or the Lions?
I think I'm gonna go with the Packers.
And what's this?
I'm going to go 31-24.
Ooh, 31-24. Yeah, and I cut you off, but you were saying the Packers started to turn the corner, haven't they?
They have. They've been knocked out of the playoffs early.
Yeah, I think this is a whole different thing for them. Sharon, we appreciate you. Happy New Year. Thanks for calling. And good luck with Nail the Score. So she picks the Packers to win it 31-24. Gosh, in this game, I look at the line in this game, and it's the Green Bay at home is favored by 4.5 points. The over-under, the total on the game is 49 points. Jeremy, what do you think happens?
I actually think that the Lions are going to win because they've been looking pretty good for such a young team. I'm going to go with the Lions.
Okay.
I want to say, I think it's going to be a low game. I want to say 24-21.
24-21. You could be right. Excellent guess. Both of those guesses are good for different reasons. So thank you for that, Jeremy. He says Lions. And, I think part of it is Jared Goff, he makes the point of how the Lions have been playing. It's so true. He had some good time with the Rams until the wheels came off. But the Lions are 8-8, second in the NFC North. They're not going to the playoffs, but they certainly had some flashes where they came back in very, very big ways in some like the Jets. They beat the Jets 20-17. They beat the Vikings. They beat Jacksonville. They had some big wins this season, and you can attribute it to a couple different things. Some of it is defense, and some of it is Jared Goff. They routed the Bears, and they played. Who knows? I mean, I'm saying the Lions are out of it, but Jared Goff, mistake-free football for 2 months, and the defense has improved. He's improved in gelling. And like I said, I think that there are scenarios in looking at what the Lions have been able to do is just that. There is this chilling that's going on, that's happening. By the way, K2KDelaneyRadio.com, K2KDelaneyRadio.com, if you want to have a guess at who's going to win this. Is it going to be the Lions or is it going to be the Packers? If you look at the NFC, the teams that have clinched their playoff spots, and we don't know how it's all going to shake out, but Eagles, Cowboys, Giants, 49ers, Vikings, Buccaneers, right? That's in the NFC. And then you look at the AFC, the Bills, the Chiefs, the Bengals, the Ravens, the Chargers, they're all in there too as well. And then there are other scenarios as to the possibilities. I mean, the Lions could, I shouldn't say that they won't get into the playoffs, because they could clinch a playoff spot with a win over the Packers and a Seahawks loss to the Rams. So they would need some help from the Seahawks if they beat the Packers, and they could beat the Packers. But I think the Packers, they clinch a playoff spot with a victory over the Lions. And this is at home, and sure, at home they have played some great games and some games that they lost. They're 5-3, but I think the Packers do win this. I do. I think this is where Aaron Rodgers shines, and it comes through in a close game, though. I like how Jeremy said 24-21 Lions. I'm going to say 24-21 Packers, so they don't even cover the line. If you were a betting person, 24-21 Packers, 24-21 Packers. And because I know, like I said, that people, I don't want you to feel left out if you email me. Trust me, we get them in. I do have one that I can say. I've got this from Chuck. And Chuck has been someone who probably midway through the season caught up with us, and he says he's working as a security guard, but so probably he doesn't want to have his voice in the air. But he sends us a guess, and I'm not going to say where he is because he actually even told me where he was. He says he agrees with Jeremy. He says the Lions are going to win this, and he thinks the score is going to be 28-21. So that's like, wow, a touchdown. Could be, but this is a huge moment for Aaron Rodgers, just because, again, of pushing through a season that was frustrating, games that they should have won. And now it's interesting to see what happens in the NFC, too. It's like the Cowboys are playing the Commanders, right? And so they're in Washington. And then you look at the Eagles, when you look at the NFC East, you look at the Eagles and their plight, and the Eagles want to get that home field advantage, but they haven't had Jalen Hurts the last two games, and they've lost the last two games. It's a big one against the Giants, because they want to be able to be that number one seed coming out of the NFC. At 13-3, they'd be 14-3, but it's not going to be easy to get by the Giants. They are favored by a couple of touchdowns. That's provided Jalen Hurts, I think, is playing as quarterback. Good luck to everybody who played Nail the Score. Thanks for listening to this first hour of the show. Our thoughts are with DeMar. We're praying for you, buddy.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.